Almost everyone knows what that quintessential fight-flight response, road rage, feels like. A sudden threat precipitates an intense impulse to move and attack. Danger turns off our social engagement system, decreases our responsiveness to the human voice, and increases our sensitivity to threatening sounds. Yet for many people, panic and rage are preferable to the opposite, shutting down and becoming dead to the world. Activating fight-flight at least makes them feel energized. That's why so many abused and traumatized people feel fully alive in the face of actual danger, while they go numb in situations that are more complex but objectively safe, like birthday parties or family dinners. When fighting or running does not take care of the threat, we activate the last resort, the reptilian brain, the ultimate emergency system. This system is most likely to engage when we are physically immobilized, as when we are pinned down by an attacker, or when a child has no escape from a terrifying caregiver. Collapse and disengagement are controlled by the DVC, an evolutionarily ancient part of the parasympathetic nervous system that is associated with digestive symptoms like diarrhea and nausea. It also slows down the heart and induces shallow breathing. Once this system takes over, other people, and we ourselves, cease to matter. Awareness is shut down, and we may no longer even register physical pain. How we become human. In Porges' grand theory, the VVC evolved in mammals to support an increasingly complex social life. All mammals, including human beings, band together to mate, nurture their young, defend against common enemies, and coordinate hunting and food acquisition. The more efficiently the VVC synchronizes the activity of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems, the better the physiology of each individual will be attuned to that of other members of the tribe. Thinking about the VVC in this way illuminates how parents naturally help their kids to regulate themselves. Newborn babies are not very social. They sleep most of the time and wake up when they're hungry or wet. After having been fed, they may spend a little time looking around, fussing or staring, but they will soon be asleep again, following their own internal rhythms. Early in life, they are pretty much at the mercy of the alternating tides of their sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems, and their reptilian brain runs most of the show. But, day by day, as we coo and smile and cluck at them, we stimulate the growth of synchronicity in the developing VVC. These interactions help to bring our baby's emotional arousal systems into sync with their surroundings. The VVC controls sucking, swallowing, facial expressions, and the sounds produced by the larynx. When these functions are stimulated in an infant, they are accompanied by a sense of pleasure and safety, which helps create the foundation for all future social behavior. As my friend Ed Tronick taught me a long time ago, the brain is a cultural organ. Experience shapes the brain.